Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan, and boy, what a Monday night we had, especially if you're a Vegas Golden Knights fan. So much going on, including the media availability with General Manager Kelly McCrimmon, but probably the biggest domino of the offseason has finally fallen, as we see that the Vegas Golden Knights, as expected, have signed Alex Pietrangelo, and the deal is a 7-year deal with an average annual value of $8.8 million. It's $61.6 million overall. That's a hefty chunk of change, but Vegas was able to make it happen. They sent defenseman Nate Schmidt packing to Vancouver in exchange for a 2022 third rounder. And then they also were able to make a trade last week that sent Peter Stastny to the Winnipeg Jets. So they got rid of about $12.5 million in salary by doing that. It's interesting that also coming out of this conference call on Monday night with McCrimmon was the fact that he said going into training camp, Marc-Andre Fleury and Robin Lehner are the goaltending tandem, period. Marc-Andre Fleury is not going to be traded from the Vegas Golden Knights. So if there was a team perhaps interested in acquiring Fleury, at least if we take McCrimmon at his word, that's off the table. So now the remaining goaltender free agents can continue to spin, and it appears that that option is gone. Maybe we'll see a few other players now signing and ending up in different places. Also, perhaps that's a big reason why we really hadn't heard much on trade rumors from Marc-Andre Fleury lately, as Vegas focused on moving Schmidt and Stastny's contracts instead. Also pursuant to that, one other thing, and this now makes a little more sense as to why they didn't deal Marc-Andre Fleury, there's going to be shoulder surgery for Robin Lehner. It's a minor procedure. It was called a cleanup surgery by McCrimmon, and he expects whenever training camp starts that Lehner will be back. But what if? What if something goes wrong? What if something happens? Now, that puts a little more importance on having Marc-Andre Fleury in a Vegas Golden Knights uniform. So what's the impact for the rest of the NHL? Well, Taylor Hall has ended up in Buffalo. And boy, what a surprise, but a pleasant surprise if you're a Buffalo Sabres fan. But I love that move for both sides. I know it's a move that apparently a lot of national media are scratching their heads and saying they don't get it. They don't get it. To me, it's as clear as day. You get a player who gets a 1-year deal with a very high term, won't have to worry about an expansion draft, can then bet on himself and go to play with one of the premier offensive players in the game in Jack Eichel. Eichel's got to be very excited about this. Jeff Skinner is a former 40-goal scorer who could also figure in on that line. This could be one of the most dangerous lines in the National Hockey League. And if nothing else, if Taylor Hall doesn't stay in Buffalo, and for the Sabres, you bring the player in, it excites the fan base, it gets you more media attention, it gets you more name recognition, it gives you a shot at making the playoffs, and you have 1 year now, whether it's a full season or not, to try to woo Taylor Hall and stay with the Buffalo Sabres. This works out all the way around. I really don't understand why people are scratching their heads. Hall did not get a term offer to him longer than 5 years. If he was going to sign a longer term deal, he wanted either 6 or 7, didn't get it. So if he was going to do a 1-year deal, he's probably going to follow where the money is. And also, by the same token, I know Taylor Hall did his own explaining and you can read between the lines for all of that, but you get a good payday now. And even though you're in your late 20s, I think Taylor Hall can still rebound to those MVP-type numbers. But if you put him on a team where you have weapons like Eichel, like Skinner, and they have that dynamic scoring ability, look, I know that you can't judge chemistry for anything until you get these guys on the ice together. But I think it's an absolutely tremendous move. And now the remainder of the dominoes are going to fall. Probably the biggest one hanging out there at this point is Mike Hoffman, formerly of the Florida Panthers. Hoffman and his 29 goals are out there. I've heard rumors about him maybe heading to Nashville. Nashville swung and missed on Taylor Hall and a couple other free agents. They did clear out a lot of room. They made room. They got rid of some players. They got rid of Turris. They got rid of Bonino. Whether it was through buyout or trade, they made room to make a splash. This is really their last chance at making that splash. And certainly other teams are going to want to do it as well. But, you know, right now we have the big money that's moved. And I think Vegas has kind of finally calmed the waters Hall going to Buffalo started them settling, but now that Petrangelo's landed, that has really evened things out. And the fact that Krug went to St. Louis before even all of this happened, the previous expectation might have been Petrangelo signs, then the battle is on for Torey Krug. Krug killed that whole line of thinking by going to St. Louis, taking his contract, and it's a good one for Torey Krug, and now he's fine, he's set, he's going to be a St. Louis Blue. So now you have Petrangelo, a Vegas Golden Knight, and everything else is just going to kind of fall into place, and I believe that the moves that we will see now are going to be the settling type. Like I say, outside of really Hoffman is the only big name left out there as far as the expectations go. But an exciting couple of days here as we finally get an answer to the question of whether or not Alex Petrangelo was going to end up on the Strip. Turns out, yes indeed, and he will be there for a very long time. All right, this has been another episode of Tiny Biscuits. I'm Tom Callahan. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. Also, check out my new project, and you heard me talk a lot about the Golden Knights here. I'm now the editor-in-chief of VegasHockeyNow.com. And I just want to let you know, Mike Haynes and I are on a little bit of a hiatus from the Talking Puck TV show on Sunday nights on Twitch and YouTube. Doesn't mean you won't hear from us from time to time. And also, we'd encourage you to join our Discord. Check out my Twitter bio at Callahan on Air. Click the link there. Join our Discord. We're going to be talking hockey the whole time, but Mike and I have been doing the show for a straight year now, and we just are going to take a break for a little bit, but we will be back. Don't worry. We appreciate you being here. If you like the podcast, please subscribe, and you know what? We'll talk to you again next time as we see what the fallout is from the Petrangelo and Hall signings. All right, that's it for Tiny Biscuits. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.